Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The government of Burma is moving again to ease what were once among the world's tightest media controls by ending censorship of private publications. The Press Scrutiny and Registration Department said August 20th it would no longer require journalists to submit their work to state censors before publication. Media groups hailed the move, calling it a significant step forward for press freedom. The United States welcomes the announcement. The censor board itself has not been eradicated, however, which is a step that we would like to see the Burmese government take. Burma has kept tight control over all aspects of the media for almost 50 years. As the civilian government has made positive changes over the last year toward democratic rule and greater political freedoms for its citizens, it increasingly recognizes that press freedoms are a necessary part of this process. Developments toward reform in Burma remain fragile, however. Hundreds of individuals remain imprisoned for political activism. Human rights violations continue, and armed conflict is ongoing in ethnic areas. Even with the easing of press controls, Burmese officials will continue to review what is published, and many laws remain on the books under which journalists can be punished for writing material that angers or offends the government. The United States will continue to press for further progress in democratization, a halt to hostilities in ethnic minority areas, and an unconditional release of political prisoners. That said, we are encouraged by the people of Burma's work toward a peaceful, just, and free nation, and we support their efforts.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.